Well, I got a little technical difficulty up here. My PowerPoint isn't ready. So, but anyway, we're looking at Ezekiel 36:26, talking about our heart and the transplanting of it that God needs to do in each and every one of our lives as we come to Him and as a believer. But, you know, you get taken back in Acts, I think it's in the second chapter, but when Peter was preaching and he talked to the crowds, they were pierced to their heart. And they came to the Lord, and 5,000 were baptized that day as they professed Christ. They saw their need for Christ. And, you know, you look at the heart. When Jesus quoted it, I think it's in Mark 10, or 12, verse 30, that he quoted the scripture from Deuteronomy, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength." And if you look back in Deuteronomy, it's the mind was left off. It's with heart, soul. And I studied and heard from a preacher that the reason being is that the Hebrew translation is different than the Greek. So the Greek translation needed two words to take care of that. But if you remember a few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to come here and we looked at the battle for the soul, and we looked at what your soul is, you know, the conscience, the mind, will, the heart, the memory, conscience, will. I don't know if I got them all. There were six. And there was an empty chair, and that chair belongs to the Holy Spirit. And that chair is only occupied when we turn our heart of stone, over to the Lord and lie on that surgical table and have Him perform the surgery of giving us a new heart. So I wanted to take a look here at the heart. You know, Scripture tells us that God's light in the heart brings light to the blindness of the mind. And you remember in Scripture, I think it's in John, he talks about how the light came to the world, but people wanted darkness. And that's still the case today in our day and age, that people want darkness. They are hesitant to come to the Lord. And there's reasons for that. And I wanted to take a look at some of those briefly this morning. You know, because the heart is the control center of our lives. We looked at that, our soul, and, you know, that's the ground that the seed, the Word of God, is planted to, is spread to. And I don't have any of those plants up here. We're debating on whether or not to start a winter sowing project for winter sowing in the frozen tundra, but I'll have to do some research on that with the class. But so the heart, the soul, sometimes it's a little hard, our heart, our soul, even as believers, because our heart doesn't just get transplanted and that's it. It has to grow. It has to be matured. And I'm grateful for some men that are getting together with me and helping me to iron sharpening iron, to, you know, the discipline of studying His Word to become God's man. How do we become God's man? How do we become God's woman in this day and age? And I want to take a look now from that time. You know, you've got Christ was reigning on high with God the Father and the Holy Spirit and created everything, and yet He left that high position to come down to earth to help to start the transplanting of hearts. You know, He came to seek and to save those which were lost. Paul said He was chief of those, and yet He's probably one of the, you know, God used Him in a mighty way to write the epistles. But what prevents people from coming to the Lord? What prevents us that have come to the Lord from experiencing the fullness of what He has meant to us? And I shared some of these thoughts on a Wednesday evening, but I want to just share them with you briefly this morning. And I've got, he just fell flat, hit the dirt, you know, just bang, that was it. And that's what's going to happen. You know, we're just going to be in such awe. Holy, holy, holy or even in Isaiah when he was given that vision, or in the train of the and the seraphim, and they were singing the holy, holy, holy. But we're going to be able to do that in that new earth and that new heaven. So we need a humble heart. We need a loving heart. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like it. Ooh, that's a toughie. You know, it's easy for us to consider, well, we could take care of that guy on the road that the Good Samaritan took care of. We can handle that. But my neighbor, someone who maybe stepped on my toe, maybe I stepped on there. Sometimes we're like porcupines with, you know, even the people that are closest to us. We stick each other. But we need a loving heart. You know, that's the heart of the gospel. That's the heart that we want to kick them stones out down the road. And then we also want to have a believing heart. We want to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to believe His word. We want to believe that the Holy Spirit can take control.